Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. There's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm very excited about having a new friend with us. Jessica Malugan is here. I think I'm pronouncing her name properly. She's Associate Director of the Center for Technology and Innovation at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. You recognize that name, folks? CEI.org. How many years have I been telling you about that organization and the great people who work there, who do the great research that that you and I need to know about, especially in the area of regulation? That's their forte. Jessica, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
Yeah, I think that's close enough for me.
How do you say it?
I say it Malugan, but I will be honest that it varies even within my family. About
Malugan. No, I'll try to do well. You know, I'm with a name like Blasingame, Jessica. I try to get other people's names right. So all right. So there's one of the things that I've been trying to get across to people now, in my show, in my articles, in my book, in my books, is that the transition we're making now to the next level of leverage is not like any other transition we've ever made. This isn't like going from farm to factory 100 years ago. This isn't like going from typewriter to computer 60 years ago, 50, 40 years ago. This isn't like going from an eight baud modem on one of the little communities to the internet in 93. This next level of leverage that we're experiencing right now with the major corporate companies, with their capability, with the digital leverage that they have. This is a quantum leap difference. And it's different than we've ever seen before. It's a disruption like we've never seen before. What do you think?
I think there's a lot to that. Yeah, I mean, I think probably the example that most people hear about in the news is the oncoming 5G revolution, what that's going to do to our internet speeds and what's going to be able to be accomplished with those capabilities. So, you know, you're going from checking emails and maybe streaming some television shows to remote surgeries.
And see, Jessica, right now, I'm not talking about what you and I can do. I'm talking about what's going on right now before 5G, what's going on right now with regard to corporations having leverage, the ability to mine and to manage and to manipulate and to sell and to use and to lose our data. And that capability we've never had. When Henry Ford created Henry Ford, all he did was sell us a car. Now he competed madly against his competitors, but he didn't disrupt our life. He didn't disrupt our personal lives. This new world we're in, I'm not making judgments about it. I'm just saying it like it is. This is different. What we have right now is different than ever before. Would you agree with that?
I'm not wrong. Point. I'm not sure that I view it as much as a disruption as an aggregate benefit. You know, I think cars were a pretty big revolution. I think factories were a pretty big revolution. And I'm not sure we've really seen what this is. I mean, I don't think we're at the end of that.
Right.
So I don't want to put a ranking on it, but I certainly take your point. It's on a scale we've never experienced.
Now, notice I didn't use a bad or ugly or mean or illegal. I notice I didn't make any value judgments. I just said that they have this capability, and it's more different than we've ever had before. I'm gonna take them to task in the next segment. I'm just trying to set the table right now.
You're setting it up. Well, I'll tell you, our founder, the illustrious Fred Smith, talked about, when he talks about this data stuff, he makes a really interesting analogy and says where he grew up in his small town in Louisiana, everybody knew everything about everyone too.
Yeah.
And everybody knew where you were and what you bought and who you talked to and who you were dating and what was going on at your house and who was coming and going. And obviously that's what we're experiencing now with data, is that on steroids and maybe then some.
Mm-hmm.
But it is certainly a huge shift. Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's something that has to be recognized. And I'm not going to say managed. I'm not going to say regulated. We're going to get into that in a minute. But I do think it's the kind of thing that can get out of hand if we aren't watching, if we aren't paying attention to it. We're going to come right back, and I already tell we're going to have some more fun with Jessica Malugin after these breaks. She's with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. I've always recommended you to check them out. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.